Arriba! Marlon Williams with a Spanish-sounding ending, kind of, in his song Hello, Miss Lonesome. Marlon Williams ist hier bei Flux FM berühmt-berüchtigt für seinen Vampir-Song, in dem er beschreibt, wie er wieder zum Vampir wurde. Der Mann, der eigentlich aus Neuseeland stammt, hat in L.A. eine Nosferatu-Vorführung besucht und war als einziger unter 1000 Amerikanern und Amerikanerinnen als Dracula verkleidet. Und aus dieser Erfahrung hat er eben einen Song gemacht, den Song Vampire Again. Wir werden über dieses Lied nochmal sprechen und rausfinden, welche Pläne in diesem Jahr noch in die Tat umgesetzt werden sollen. Wir sprechen über die Notwendigkeit einer gewissen Intimität, die zwischen Publikum und Künstler aufgebaut werden muss, um erfolgreich Musik zu veröffentlichen und noch vieles, vieles mehr. Zunächst sage ich aber nochmal Hello and welcome Marlon Williams.
Hello.
How are you doing?
And welcome, Marlon Williams.
To the Marlon Williams Show.
Yeah, g'day, guys.
So how are you doing today?
I'm good. I'm fresh off the plane.
Oh, right.
Yep. So I'm good. I've had 5 hours sleep last night, which is like a huge amount for being on tour.
Yeah, that's true.
It's very luxurious.
Yeah, so if you've been touring the UK for a while now?
Yeah, this is only the third show tonight, actually.
Okay, so cool.
Pretty quick.
It sounds better to kind of like I've been on tour.
I've been on tour.
For quite a while.
Yeah, don't worry about how long for.
Well, congrats once again on Vampire Again. We do love that song very, very much. Maybe also because of the story behind the song. I just told people in German, you spent an evening dressed as a vampire surrounded by hundreds of American people without costumes.
Yeah, they were all dressed up. Well, they were dressed up, but they were dressed up to go to the opera.
Yeah.
You know, not like adults.
Yeah.
But that wasn't for me. Not that night. Not that time.
You had this very special experience on that evening because it must have been overwhelming to just realize that you're the only one in a vampire dress or costume. And it must have been painfully overwhelming, kind of.
It was. But, you know, that was part of the buy-in to the experience. Yeah. That's what I set out to do.
And then there was a certain point where you went like, fuck it. I have that costume on right now. I probably should embrace the whole situation.
Exactly, yeah. Which is not something I do very often. So, yeah, I felt good.
But is that maybe like a future modus operandi for getting inspired?
Well, I think so.
To write songs, to just put yourself into a super uncomfortable position?
I think so. Maybe, I don't know. That kind of sounds like I'll just make a nuisance of myself to everybody around me. You know?
Yeah.
Like, but maybe that's, as an artist, that's what I have to do.
Yeah. I mean, it's a complicated task to write interesting songs, and sometimes no, it really is. And I really think maybe sometimes it's a good idea to put yourself into a position that's not really comfortable.
That may be.
And you've been talking about the sad artist in quote marks,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
In recent interviews, but you're doing that in a kind of like ironic way, I think.
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
But interestingly enough, you are trying to get a bit more intimate with your audiences. You try to write a bit more personal lyrics.
Mm.
And I really think that's an important thing. I think all of the really successful songs that have been out there, they're all like personal songs, and they all show a side, a vulnerable side,
yeah,
of the artist.
I think I want to be more intimate with myself, yeah. More than the audience. You know, I don't mind faking it to the audience, but there's something wrong if you're faking it to yourself too much. You know?
Yeah, that's true. That's totally true. So, and what are your plans for the rest of the year? Are you planning to record more, or what's happening?
I've got a whole album in the bag, so it's
done.
It's out next year in February. So yeah. So
right.
I'll just play a few more shows and then just wait.
Oh, I've talked to Beck about the fact that it's so hard, like Beck Sandridge, not American Beck.
Yeah, yeah.
I've talked to Beck Sandridge about the fact that it's so hard to wait for the record to finally come out.
It's
been done for quite a while now,
exactly.
Right?
Yep. And I was over the songs by the time I'd finished writing them, let alone recording them, let alone waiting for it to come out. So,
yeah.
But that's okay. That's the way it works.
Yeah. If that's the most ugly part of being in a music business, come on.
Exactly, yeah.
It's still first world problems.
Life could be much worse.
So you brought your acoustic guitar with you, and you promised me that you'd play a little special version of Vampire Again
I'll give it a go. We'll see how it works out.
Well, I hope it's going to be nice.
We'll see.
Because I'll open up the mics right now.
Okay, well, it's
just
too late.
Just put some effort
it's
into it.
It's too late. Halloween again.
LA's a bore. Everybody's looking like they wish they stayed inside. They were watching Frankenstein in their beds and on their phones. Not me, baby. Tonight I'm really living. I'm a vampire again, and I'm coming for you. Open up your window, I'm about to sail in. Cry for mama, but she won't know what to do. I'm a vampire again. Ooh. Well, it's been a long time waiting, but I'm happy to reveal I can smell you from 1,000 yards. Fresh white linen felt like only yesterday I was as weak as Woody Allen. Now I stand as proud and tall as a home where you were born. I'm a vampire again, and I'm coming for you. Keep that window open, I'm a swooper and you know it. Cry for mama, but she won't know what to do. I'm a vampire again. Be midnight glory, and I swear you won't feel a single thing until about the year 2025.
Stadium applause!
Yay!
And some muted applause from the studio window. People can be seen when they applaud the artists,
really
but
nice.
You can't hear them.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Not being able to hear them.
Yeah. You look so good
look
when
really
you're
good.
Not to be heard, people out there. Lovely. Marlon Williams, thanks a lot for visiting us again. As soon as the record's finished, you send us a copy. We'll play more of your songs. You come back again. For
I
more
like
shows.
It. I like it.
And we'll get to know each other even better.
Perfect.
Marlon Williams. You know when the record's going to be out? Is there a date already?
Yeah, it's in early February.
Early February.
Yeah.
People look forward to that. Und an dieser Stelle verlose ich dann nochmal Tickets für die große Fluxbau-Session heute Abend. I'm just going to give away some tickets real quick, Marlon.
Okay, please.
Please, thank you.
Give them all away.
I'm going to give them all away. Wer vorbeikommen möchte heute Abend zu Back Sandwich aus Australien, zu Blanco White aus England und zu Marlon Williams aus Neuseeland, der ruft jetzt an. 030 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Berlin 2000 9000. Wer durchkommt, steht auf der Liste für die Fluxbau-Session heute Abend hier bei uns in der Pfuhlstraße 5, die nächste Station für öffentliche Verkehrsmittel, da heißt Schlesisches Tor, da also einfach ranfahren und dann sind es nur noch wenige Meter bis in den Fluxbau. 030 2000 9000. Wir haben Tickets für Back Sandwich, Marlon Williams und Blanco White, alle heute Abend im Fluxbau. Unser Kollege Marc geht für euch ans Telefon. Viel Spaß beim Konzert gucken für euch da draußen und Marlon Williams, thanks a lot again.
My pleasure.
Have great fun at tonight's show and we'll meet again pretty soon.
Indeed.
Bye bye.
Thank you.